Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Poetry Vlog. As you may have noticed, there's been a slight shift in content. It's been a little bit slower rolling out. In the future, I'm going to do flash briefings on the weeks that there's longer episodes. There's been a bonus reading. And this episode this week will mark the last one for the academic year. From now on, the vlog will run as seasons. So some of you already know there are already two seasons. There's a third one coming up. I'm going to spend the summer working with a Mellon Grant in order to prepare about 20-ish episodes for you next year with some upgraded equipment. There's a lot of names that you might know, and there's a lot of names that you don't know, and that's the point of the project. This last week, you will get to hear from Vic O'Neillo. Today and the 3 days following this, you'll have flash briefing poetry readings from them, so you can listen to them through flash briefings on Amazon Alexa or right here in the podcast. Vico is one of my own students, and when I was looking at what last episode to get up this season, I was like, you know what? I have to post the one with my student because, first of all, it's the end of academic school year again. And second of all, the best part of doing this project and related teaching projects is getting to experience with and grow with the amazing folks that are coming up both in higher education, but also outside of it and in the broader community. So I hope that you enjoy today's flash briefing reading. Vico is a youth right here in Seattle, so I encourage you to cheer them on with a rating in iTunes or when their episode's up on YouTube and here in the podcast, leaving a longer comment. But otherwise, enjoy your 2 minutes a day, and I look forward to giving you smaller updates as the week progresses. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Poetry Vlog. Today, we have a guest reader for our flash briefing reading. It's Vico Naylor. You can find Vico at Vico_exists on social media, both Twitter and Instagram. And then remember to stay tuned because this weekend, we're going to have a longer chat about trans poetics. Vico is generous enough to let us workshop their own poems. So go comment and be like, yay, Vico, you were vulnerable and it's awesome. And today, Vico is going to read you some poetry. So Vico, will you read for us?
Yes. This poem is by J. Jennifer Espinoza, and it's called A Guide to Reading Trans Literature. We're dying, and we're really sad. We keep dying because trans women are supposed to die. This is sad. I don't have the words for my body, so I'll say I'm a cloud, or a mountain, or something pretty that people enjoy. So if I die, people will be like, oh, that's sad. Be sad about that. It's okay to be sad. It is sad when people die. It is sad when people want to die. I sometimes want to die, but I don't. I'm one of the lucky ones. You can feel happy about that. It's okay to feel happy about that. Now pretend this is very serious. History doesn't exist. My body doesn't exist. There's nothing left for you to be complicit in. It's okay for you to feel happy about that. Now pretend I'm crying right in front of you, opening that wound up just for you. Now pretend you can feel my pain. Now pretend something in you has been moved, has been transformed. Now pretend you are absolved.
Perfect. All right. Thank you, Vico. You'll find links in the description to this podcast for getting a copy of the book yourself, as well as to all the different platforms for finding information, like thepoetryblog.com, Vico's different handles on social media, and more. So stay tuned for our longer conversation this weekend, and we'll talk to you all soon. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.